like a sunrise warming us up. Been spending all your time lifting me up. All of the things I've been wearing seem to be disappearing now. Reminding me what days.
Hey everybody, I'm Shemaine Nugent, and I have a very exciting announcement to make. But before we get started, please write in the comment section where in the world you are watching from. We have people watching from all over the world, and I'm super excited about that. But without further ado, I want to introduce to you, if you've never met him before, Super Don, my producer.
Do I get the kids? Hey, right. It's good to see you. I missed you last week.
I know, I missed you. I actually went skiing and I did not get injured, which is awesome. Oh, so I'm excited about that because, you know, that's the first thing that somebody says is, oh, make sure you don't hit a tree or you.
It's like, don't jinx me. Don't put that kind of energy on me.
I know. And there is a certain, have you ever skied before, Super Don?
I've attempted to. That's about it.
It's not easy, right? It's not easy, especially for those people who are learning when they're older. I started skiing when I was, I think, about 7. My brother and I would just walk to a bridge near our house. We'd trudge up and some neighborhood friends, we'd trudge up, pull our skis up, and then ski down for about half a second and then walk back. Yeah. That's how I learned to ski. But it's, I made it and it was great. And, you know, I feel so blessed, especially after having lost my health and being able to get it back. It makes me appreciate every day I've got, you know, arms and legs moving and I can dance and I can ski and I can be active and athletic. And that's part of the reason why I come to you so many times. Hey, Alyssa Locke, how are you? Queen of the slopes. That's funny. No, I'm not queen of the slopes quite yet, I don't think, but I just really appreciate, you know, it makes you appreciate having your health when you lose it and you're lucky enough to get it back. So, we've got somebody from Wales.
West Wales.
I'd like to find out before I get into my announcement, make sure you stick around. This is just going to be a quick little video, but I would like to find out our person who is here from Wales, our gentleman, I'm not sure what the name is. What do you think about Meghan and Harry? Steve Lewis, what do you think about Meghan and Harry? I would like to find out. Okay, so anybody else? Oh, from Amish country. I'm going to post that one. Do you see that? I'm going to post that one from Amish country, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Oh, bought 3 copies of your book, 4 Minutes to Happy. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoy it and they enjoy it. If you guys want to check out my book, it's called 4 Minutes to Happy and it's available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And I'd love for you to check it out. It's tips and tricks how you can change your life in just 4 minutes a day. It's really about what we were talking about in another one of our shows, Don. Mm-hmm. Just getting started, just committing,
doing,
you know,
something. Yep.
Yep. Okay. So Steve says Harry has some issues. Yeah. I can't imagine that people in the UK would be happy about him exposing everything and Meghan. It just seems you don't want to expose the family secrets, especially when it's, I don't know. What are your thoughts about that, Don?
I don't want to offend our friend from Wales. I've never understood the fascination in this country about Harry and Meghan. Or any of the royalty. I mean, it's just like, I mean, great, they're royalty. That's cool, you know, in England. But it's like, you know, here you'll come across this headline. Harry was very disappointed that Mitch McConnell said blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, who cares? Why? Right. Who cares what Harry thinks about, you know, politics here or global warming or whatever? You know, it's just like some people just hang on. Oh, my goodness. Harry said this. And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. There's, you know, I will be honest, up until 2020, I watched shows like Entertainment Tonight, and I loved seeing the fashion and the royal news and things like that. I can't stomach it anymore because I have gone down a rabbit hole, so to speak, and I found out a lot about a lot of things, a lot of celebrities, a lot of royalty, and I don't really have the stomach for it anymore. However, you know, whatever people want to do, countries want to do, you should be able to do your own thing. And I've been to the UK, I've been to London several times. And I think it's amazing. It's beautiful, and the pomp and circumstance, and there's a lot, you know, especially after the death of Princess Diana, just a lot that has come out. Best thing that Meghan and Harry have done the whole, can we post this one? I'm not sure. Well, that's a whole nother story. Oh, it's Sweden again. Hey, Sweden, how are you? Okay. I'm going to get into my big announcement. This is, again, just going to be a really quick little video. I wanted to tell you that a week from today, I start a brand new show on Real America's Voice, which is where Ted has his show as well. If you've seen the Spirit Campfire on Real America's Voice that Ted does.
Just ended just a few minutes ago.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It goes, it's on a few times a week. My show is going to be airing every Sunday. And guess what it's called? Now, I know you know, Don.
Yeah.
You know what it's called.
I can't participate in the contest. Sorry.
No, you can't. So let's just get a few comments from people. Let's see if you have any.
If you were watching Uncle Ted just a few minutes ago, you would know. So now we get to see who was watching.
Oh, so somebody saw James shirts. Yeah, James is probably going to guess what it is. Never miss Spirit Campfire, Kelly says. Okay, well, what is the name of my new show? If you never miss Spirit Campfire, you will know. Let's see some. Nobody got it yet.
10,000 bonus points for whoever guesses.
10,000. We got a lot of information about Harry and Meghan, blah, blah, blah. Okay, here's what people are doing right now is they're trying to Google and find out the name of the show. Did Ted actually say it, though?
He did several times, yes.
Okay. No, yes. Dennis says Queen of the Forest. That is not it. There we go. First
Kathy
one.
Got it.
Kathy got it. It's called Faith and Freedom. I'm so excited because I'm going to really touch on a lot of different issues. Faith, of course, it's a Sunday show. They asked me what I wanted to call it. And I just went, you know, Faith and Freedom. It's Sunday. I want to be able to talk about God. But I also want to be able to talk about things that I can't talk about here on some of these social media platforms. And on Real America's Voice, I can do that. So next week, my first guest, a week from today, Kash Patel, Mark Geist. Who has seen the movie 13 Hours or read the book 13 Hours about Benghazi? Have you seen it, Don?
I have not. Wait a minute. Wasn't that a movie? I think I did see that. Yes, I did see that.
So Mark Geist is a good friend of ours. He is going to be on one of my first guests. And then we've got a young gentleman named Joe, the Christian guy. His name is Joe Navarro, and he's on social media. I reached out to him because he posts all these funny, how do you make fun? It's not really making fun of Christians, but how do you have fun? Kind of making fun. Have you seen him? At all?
I don't think I have.
He does little memes, and he'll do things like, I don't know if you can you find something while I'm talking about it? See, I know he's on Instagram.
Joe the Christian guy.
Joe Navarro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can
Kash find. Patel. Yeah. In meantime, yes, Kash Patel with a K. He's going to be on, and I'm going to ask him some questions, of course. But I want to get to the bottom of a couple of things. And again, some things that I can't talk about here. So I'm going to look at some of these comments. Replying to Kelly, it's Kash. Yes. So we're going to have three guests. And at the end, Kash is going to come in via Skype. But Mark Geist and Joe are going to actually be in studio. So our fourth segment we're going to be playing a little game. It's all good. It's just like a multiple choice question couple of multiple choice questions, and you guys can get involved because, oh yeah, there's Joe. He just does some silly, like, this is how Christians start out during worship and how they end up and they're jumping around, you know, things like that. So
this is his Instagram page here that I'm looking at.
I love people being, you know, bold and brave. And I mean, it takes a lot to do stuff like that.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, absolutely. So someone is asking, am I podcasting my new show? It will be on Real America's Voice. And all you have to do is go to realamericasvoice.com and you can see the lineup. I don't know. Yeah, there's Uncle Ted talking about, oh, and I have another big announcement. I don't even know if you know this about Ted and I, Don.
What's that?
Yesterday was our 34th anniversary.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
And you know, I think I've heard this before. I'm not sure if it's true, but you know how dog years are like times seven,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think in the rock and roll industry, it's similar to dog years. You time.
Oh, is it?
Times, I think so, because okay. Times feels like time seven.
34 yes, years.
34 that years is, ago. And
that's
and
huge.
Here's an interesting also and little tidbit of information. So we were just going to elope and we were at the Safari Club International Convention in Reno. And it was funny because I was in Salt Lake City last week and I'm seeing signs to Reno. I'm like, wow, 34 years ago, I was right here. But so we were at the Safari Club International Convention and Kurt Russell, the actor, was there also. Oh. And I don't know how Ted and Kurt knew each other, but they did. And Kurt Russell was there. He had a little bit of an entourage, one guy, including a PR guy. And Ted and I were talking to Kurt and we just said, yeah, we're just going to go elope. We're going to get married. And the PR guy said, oh, can we just put something together for you? Can I help you? And I'm like, well, I don't have anything planned. I don't even have a dress. We, you know, so in 24 hours, my best friend had flown in for the wedding. Ted's manager had flown in for the wedding and Kurt Russell got in a little electric car. Back then it was special, maybe not now, but a little motorized electric car on the Bally's Hotel stage, dropped Ted off at the altar. And I walked down the staircase and there were I should have had pictures of this, but anyways, fully clothed dancing girls. And every step they would do kind of doing that. And it was great. And I had my dress, I picked out a dress and I actually cut it a little bit with scissors and that was it. I didn't hem it. So anyways.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What a great story.
Yeah. So this is a good point, Kelly. Yes, they asked me if I wanted to have a chat and account on Getter because I would love to get information from you guys. And apparently on Getter, you can. I can tweet. I think it's kind of like a tweet. Do you know about?
It's like a Twitter alternative. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So apparently that I'm going to get a Getter account and you guys will be able to ask questions and make comments because I do want to bring you interviews that you want to see. And also I want to talk about topics that you're interested in. So I'm super excited because I'm so suppressed on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. And yeah, now I'm going to be able to pretty much, I mean, if Ted can say whatever is on his mind.
And he does.
Did you watch his show?
I did. Yes. And yeah, I caught the last half of it today.
He doesn't hold back, does he?
No, he does not at all.
No.
Not at all. And I love how he's just like, listen, this is not some kind of media presentation. This is the online version of the Spirit Campfire. And so he's just hanging out and he's just talking, you know?
Yeah.
It's real conversation.
And it's in our, what we call the man cave. Mm. I'm going to be going into a studio driving up to Dallas because I wanted to have a producer and a nice background and all that nice fancy stuff. And so I really like the crew up in Dallas that I'm going to be working with. I've worked with them before when I first did my show. I think it was just the Shemaine show in 2020. And yeah, in fact, I also, while I was in Salt Lake City, I had dinner with Richard Paul Evans, who is a New York Times bestselling author, sold 40 million books. Wow. Are you kidding me? And then also a guy who came on my original show, his name is Eros Mackey, A-R-O-S, and he runs Adaptive Ops. We had him on here last week, or was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. So I saw Eros and Richard in person and was able to have dinner with them when I was in Salt Lake City. So it was cool.
All right.
So anyways, just wanted to share that exciting news. I'm excited. I can't wait to be able to speak my mind and not hold back. It's not going to be like I don't swear. I mean, I do in private, but not on, you know, public platforms. I won't be swearing or anything like that. But the show is called Faith and Freedom. You ask how to find Ted's show. You can go to
Real America's Voice. Where is it? Here, hold on. Here's how you do it. Right.
Voice.
There.
Yes. RealAmericasVoice.com. And at the top, you'll see a live shot. It's free. You can watch it live, and obviously there are different shows. I think it goes 24/7 and they'll probably repeat. So Ted's show airs for the first time 10 p.m. on Friday evenings, and my show is going to air, I believe it's going to be Sunday, a week from today. It's definitely going to be a week from today, but I believe it's going to be in the morning. We haven't nailed down the time yet. So thank you guys so much. I love this comment from Laura. Media needs more faith and freedom voices. Exactly. Like, it's not just going to be political. We're going to be able to talk about God and country. And, you know, I might even say a prayer.
Oh,
I know.
You can't do that. Wait a minute. This is going to be on Real America's Voice.
Yes,
you can do that there.
Yes, I can do that there.
Actually, a great lineup's over there, Monday through Friday, 24 hours a day. I'm really enjoying it. So it's worth checking out for sure.
Well, good.
So Sundays with the Nugents. Can't wait.
No, Friday. Well, yeah, I guess Ted's going to be on. And I wonder if I'm going to be on maybe before or after him. What time was his show that you said that you
watched? It just ended 19 minutes ago. It was from 2 to 3 Pacific. So 4 to 5 Central time. Yeah.
Stay tuned. I will definitely be posting the exact time on social media. But I'm so excited. I hope you guys will join me. I hope you'll get involved. And I will definitely announce if I've got a getter, because I want to be able to communicate with you and get your comments about the show and what you liked, what you didn't like, and get your input about guests that you'd like me to interview as well. Ted doesn't interview guests much.
Ted doesn't need guests.
Ted is his own guest. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
He doesn't need guests. He just pretty much carries the show.
But you will have all kinds of guests, won't you?
I love interviewing. Actually, another fun fact, I went to journalism school in college. I wanted to be a Diane Sawyer when I was growing up, and Ted took me away from all that 34 years ago. But I love interviewing people. I love finding out how they got to where they are and what makes them tick and their thoughts about things, and especially nowadays. There's a lot, and I want to share information with people. So Janet Ristoff, thank you so much, Janet. I don't know if we're going to be able to see that whole comment. You are such a blessing, Janet. I'm so grateful that our paths have crossed. So thank you so much for the kind words. And we've got Kathy saying she's going to be watching out for my Getter account. And do you see any other comments we need to post before we take off, Don?
I think we've pretty much nailed it.
Cool. All right, guys, don't forget, 1 week from today, my guests will be Kash Patel, Mark Geist, and Mark's got an exciting announcement too. I'm going to let him share that with you. And Joe, the Christian guy, who is a up-and-coming superstar. And I love being able to share and, you know, hopefully get a new platform for him. And then we're going to have a little bit of a fun game. And you guys can get involved. If you're watching the show, I'll post about my Getter account, because there will be a little bit of a challenge. It's a friendly challenge, but I'm going to be making a donation to whoever wins the challenge to a charity of their choice, and you can get involved too. So watch out for that as well. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me. I will see you here during the week. Don and I will come back periodically. He's not going away. I'm not going away from here. But I will have a show on Real America's Voice 1 week from today. I hope you will join me. All right. Have a great day. Make it a great day. Do something healthy and happy for you today. Bye.